This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The dove season's finally upon us, and we'll be taking a little look at that a bit later in the program. And we also have some news about some other hunting opportunities coming up. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, it's time to start thinking hunting, and that's what's going on this week. In fact, this week is the time to apply for the Lake Shelbyville Youth Deer Hunt. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Shelbyville will hold their 6th annual Youth Firearm Deer Hunt on October 10th and 11th. To apply for the hunt, youngsters must be less than 16 years of age on October 10th and be accompanied by an adult on the hunt. Applications must be received by 4 p.m. on September 16th. Now, applications can be picked up at the Lake Shelbyville Project Office Monday through Friday during regular workday hours, or you can go online at www.tinyurl.com/lakeshelbyville-hunting. That again is www.tinyurl.com/LakeShelbyvilleHunting. A total of 10 participants will be publicly drawn from the pool of applicants on September 17th at 8 a.m. at the Lake Shelbyville Project Office, and all applicants will be notified by phone shortly after the draw to let them know if their name was drawn to participate in the hunt. Now, each of the 10 participants will hunt in select locations in either Shelby or Moultrie County. They will also enjoy a deer camp atmosphere at the Okaw Bluff Group Camp. Orientation begins the evening of October 9th, followed by 2 days of hunting on October 10th and 11th. All meals will be provided as well. And for more information, you can contact Natural Resources Specialist Ashley Flory at 217-774-3951. That's 217-774-3951, extension 7005. This is a grand opportunity for youngsters to enjoy a great deer hunting experience. And there's the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and the Rock Island Henry County Pheasants Forever are sponsoring a wing shooting clinic for beginning shotgun shooters at Johnson Sauk Trail State Recreation Area near Kewaunee on September 12th. This clinic is for boys and girls ages 10 to 15 and women of all ages. The registration begins at 9:45 a.m. with the clinic from 10 to 4, and professional IDNR National Sporting Clays Association certified instructors will instruct the students. There's a $10 reservation fee per student, and all supplies include shotguns, ammunition, and lunch are provided for the students. Part one of the clinic consists of classroom instruction on firearm safety, nomenclature, and hunter safety. Part two is hands-on and includes a variety of extensive live fire at clay targets. Now, for reservations, give them a call at 309-787-0340. That number is 309-787-0340. Bill Martin will be in touch with you regarding the reservation, and reserve early as the space is limited to 24 students. So this is a good opportunity. And also keep in mind that participants in the Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Season in October will be able to use their unfilled permits from the youth season during the first weekend of the regular firearm deer season in November. The three-day youth firearm deer season conducted during this Columbus Day holiday weekend on October 10th through 12th this fall is open to youngsters who have not reached age 16 prior to the hunt. Youth purchasing the $10.50 permit for the youth season and are unsuccessful in taking a deer during the youth hunt will be able to hunt with that permit during the first segment of the regular firearm deer season, which this fall will be November 20th through 22nd. That is another great opportunity for youngsters to extend their deer season and enjoy some great deer hunting. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, come back with more, take a look at maybe the dove season right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and as with we mentioned about the dove season, with today's dove season opener now upon us, area hunters will find plenty of public sites offering quality gunning for these fast-flying targets. With somewhat fewer doves throughout much of the area, this year should bring a bit slower opening day action. Though a recent Illinois law offers hunters a 90-day split season, which was previously 60 days, most feel this will impact their hunting activities little, if any at all. The majority of the dove hunting occurs during the first 2 weeks of the season. And veteran dove hunters often often spend as much time traveling the back roads searching for concentrations of doves as they actually do hunting. Fresh-cut silage and recently harvested wheat fields also serve as huge dove magnets, and feeding doves will swarm to these areas during the late afternoon and evening hours. Now, gaining access to this types of hunting land can be fairly simple if the landowners are approached in an appropriate manner. In fact, many times the landowners may also want to join in on the hunt. And good action can generally be found at many federal and state-managed public hunting areas. Most of the top public hunting areas offer gunning over carefully groomed sunflower fields. And this year, however, many of the public hunting areas are reporting less than ideal stands of sunflowers. And this may mean somewhat disappointing action at some sites. Though regulations at many state sites require permits for the first few days of the season, a limited number of standby opportunities are usually available. In addition, many sites offer hunting on a first-come, first-served basis. And also keep in mind that this year, Ramsey Lake State Park in Fayette County, there will be no permit required to hunt doves at this site. However, hunters must be present and participate in the daily drawing. Dove hunting is alternated between two large fields here during the first 2 weeks of the season, and daily drawings, when needed, will be held at 5:30 a.m. at least during the first week or so to allocate the limited hunting opportunities. Hunting hours are from sunrise until 11:30 a.m. And if you have questions or want to know more about the times, give them a call at 618-423-2215. And keep in mind that rules at most public hunting areas permit hunters to use only shotgun cells containing shot sizes 7.5, 8, or 9, or number 6 or smaller steel. Hunters using shot shells containing bismuth shot must use 7.5 or smaller. Now, some of the areas, including Des Plaines, Green River, Horseshoe Lake State Park, Kankakee River, Mount Vernon Game Farm, Sancrest Lake, and Silver Springs, require the use of shells containing only non-toxic shot. Site M, or the Jim Egger site, does not require that. You can use regular lead shot here, and hunters should always check for site-specific regulations before planning a trip to any hunting area. And keep in mind that most Illinois hunters are required to possess a valid Illinois hunting license, a 2015 state habitat stamp, and register with the DNR's Harvest Information Program, which is HIP, if they intend to hunt migratory birds, including doves. This HIP number is available at licensed vendors or on the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. And select hunters may receive report cards before or during the hunting seasons. They will be asked to record the information and return the completed cards by the end of the survey. The survey will enable the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the states to more accurately determine the status of our migratory birds. And biologists say that better information is needed to fully understand the impact of hunting on wildlife resources. So I think this is a good thing. I don't know what we can expect today and in the coming days. I think our dove hunt's going to be a little less than we've seen in the past, but I think we're still going to have plenty of good times. So let's just keep it out there and keep it safe. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.